Coming up on Only a Game, the annual answer to your winter reading requirements, Best American Sports Writing 2014. But first, Washington's NFL franchise went 4-12 and will miss the NFL postseason for the sixth time in seven seasons. Adding to the team's woes, about 100 demonstrators gathered before the last home game of the season to protest the team's moniker and logo. Similar battles are being fought in Western and Midwestern states over school nicknames, and mascots and lawmakers are getting involved. As the Colorado legislative session resumes, state lawmakers may force a change. Colorado Public Radio's Rachel Estabrook recently visited a community in the foothills of Colorado's Southern Rockies, which could lose the team nickname and mascot that it's used for decades.
A small crowd watches the La Vida High boys basketball team as they take on La Junta's JV squad. Little kids run around in front of the bleachers and bump into cheerleaders. Above the game action, it's impossible to miss a giant painting on the gym wall of a lean, muscular guy wearing a loincloth, brown moccasins, and a long, flowing headdress, about to dunk a basketball. Sophomore guard Braden Dobbs watches from the sideline. He'd be playing in this game, but he's out with a concussion. When Dobbs was a freshman, his English class debated whether the school should get rid of its nickname, the Redskins.
Most of us were towards changing it just because, I guess, we wanted to see if we could actually pull it off because nobody thought we could.
That was fall 2013, and the students read a commentary sportscaster Bob Costas had recently delivered on Sunday Night Football, saying the word Redskins is an insult and a slur.
I didn't even realize how messed up it could be if someone took it that way.
Shortly afterwards, the class took the issue to the school board, which agreed to discuss it. That's when a lot of adults in town spoke up about why they didn't want it to change. Irene Hikes shops at a gift shop down the street from the school.
Four generations have been Redskins. We were proud to be Redskins.
Her classmate from decades ago, Mitzi Kearns, is the sales clerk. The two women won cheerleading trophies together at La Vida High.
We're with you, team, so fight.
Yeah, we're proud to be your Redskin, you know, and all of that stuff. So we had a lot of cheers that had the Redskin word in it and never even crossed our minds that that could be derogatory, you know.
The women say the name still isn't meant to be offensive, but they disagree on whether to change it. Hikes wants to stay the Redskins, Kearns doesn't. But she's in the minority in La Vida. The school board held a packed community meeting at the gym last year. 30 or so people stood up to speak, and only 3 supported making a change. Later, after months of public debate, the 5-member school board voted.
I voted to keep the mascot, and I felt really, really bad.
Cindy Campbell was with a majority. By a 3-2 count, the board stuck with the nickname. I asked her what the vote came down to for her.
Fear of personal retribution for voting to eliminate the mascot.
Campbell also says she wanted to represent the community's wishes, and she wanted the issue to go away. Other board members agree the nickname issue distracts the board from focusing on academics. And despite her regrets, Campbell stands by the board's decision. But it might not stick.
This bill is about empowering the American Indian community and getting people to speak with them and show them the respect that they deserve.
State Representative Joe Salazar, a Democrat, wants Colorado to set up a commission of American Indians living here and let them decide whether nicknames at La Vida and 40 or so other schools are offensive and need to go.
American Indians should have the right to say how they should be honored if they want to be honored at all.
More than 2,000 U.S. high schools, colleges, pro and semi-pro teams have nicknames like Indians, Chiefs, Braves, or Savages, according to the website 538. And the National Conference of State Legislators says over the past decade, 7 states have considered proposals similar to the one in Colorado, including Wisconsin. In 2010, lawmakers there required schools to put their nicknames to an offensiveness test. Then, a year ago, Governor Scott Walker signed a new law weakening the requirement. He later spoke publicly about his decision.
If I could personally take care of this, I'd go and change these mascots and these nicknames because I have great empathy for the concern they have. By the same token, I just think from a free speech standpoint that free speech shouldn't be limited to just speech we agree with.
But by the time Walker signed the bill, a lot of Wisconsin schools had already scrubbed old Indian logos from gym floors and removed names from uniforms. Because of tight budgets, administrators had to plan ahead. That's true in La Vida, too. Recently, the high school bought new uniforms for some sports, and they don't say Redskins. Board members acknowledge change is inevitable, and sophomore Braden Dobbs, whose class started this whole thing, agrees.
We weren't trying to, you know, mess up tradition or anything. We just wanted to start the conversation because soon enough, everyone's going to have to change their mascot from the Redskins to whatever else.
Lawmakers in Colorado can decide how soon that'll be. State Representative Joe Salazar plans to introduce his bill in the coming weeks. For Only a Game, I'm Rachel Estabrook in Denver.